In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor says now is the time to catch the Woodland Wildflower Show in Illinois.
The beauty of a single Virginia bluebell would be enough to draw me out to Allerton Park this month. But I am all the more compelled to go when I think of bluebells in context of the extended wildflower show that takes place each spring in the woodlands of Illinois. It begins with a prelude in February when skunk cabbage takes the stage. An unconventional beauty, perhaps best appreciated by botanists and the carrion flies that pollinate it, skunk cabbage generates its own heat, enabling it to grow right through the frosty soil of late winter. The show gains momentum in March as two prettier flowers make their entrance, snow trillium, named for the fact it sometimes appears through the snow, and sharp-lobed hepatica, whose other name, liver leaf, calls attention to the deep reddish-brown color taken on by its leaves as they persist through the winter. Over the course of April, another 10 or more players fill the scene. Among them are bloodroot, whose inch-and-a-half-wide white flowers bloom only for a day, Dutchman's breeches, whose flowers resemble, well, you know, and spring beauty, a flower that makes up for being tiny by being numerous and tolerating a wide range of growing conditions. The Illinois Woodland Wildflower Show reaches its climax in early May, at which time an observer might count more than a dozen species flowering at once. These include idiosyncratic stars who may be more widely recognized by name than appearance, Solomon's Seal, Jack in the Pulpit, and Blue-Eyed Mary among them. In May, the Woodland Flower Show retains none of its earlier subtlety, and the hiker who didn't think to look for skunk cabbage or who overlooked hepatica blooming cannot help but pause at the sight of a bottomland forest carpeted in Virginia bluebells. The show winds down in June as the trees above leaf out completely to claim the sun's energy for themselves, and most of the players quietly disappear from the stage once the work of producing seeds is done. Of course, how Illinois' woodland flowers fare in the future depends largely on how well we treat our woodlands. Few woodland flowers can be restored to an area once they've been eliminated by intensive logging, grazing, or other development, so it's crucial to protect habitats where they still thrive. It is equally important that people maintain the existing quality of woodlands by helping to keep in check the exotic, invasive plants that might otherwise overrun them. Are you interested in looking for woodland flowers yourself? In Piatt County, the trails at Allerton Park and Lodge Park offer excellent opportunities, but residents of Champaign-Urbana need go no further than Busey Woods to get a taste of what's out there. In Vermilion County, try the Forest Glen Preserve or any of the mature woodlands within the state and county natural areas along the middle fork of the Vermilion River. If you'd like to help control one invasive plant, join up with volunteers from the U of I Extension's Master Naturalist and Master Gardener programs for the Great Garlic Mustard Hunt, being conducted between now and early May. Participants meet at scheduled times and locations to pull garlic mustard, an exotic plant that crowds out native woodland flowers. Details about the Great Garlic Mustard Hunt are available through the Environmental Almanac website.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the Illinois Water Resources Center.